All right, as you're heading back to your seats, invite the children to come forward, kids to come forward for this morning's children's time, kids' time, little disciples.
Children, come on up. It is time for children's time. Time for children's time.
Cool.
What's up, everyone? How y'all doing today? Ready to go back to school? Oh. If you're wondering, that was a yes and a no at the same time and with the same enthusiasm. So we have some mixed opinions on going back to school. Did y'all have a good spring break? Yeah? Thumbs up? It was cool? All right. Awesome. Miss Heather is still on spring break, so I'm going to fill in for her today. My name is Tyler. I normally work with the teenagers, but I'm here to help with children's time, and I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions. And the first is, do you know what this is? It is a bag. That is correct. Can we get a little more specific? What kind of bag is this? Levi, what kind of bag is this? What was that? That's right. It's a tool bag. Yeah, it's a tool bag. So a lot of people, maybe your family has like a tool bag or a tool chest. And so I'm going to pull out a couple of tools and ask you what they do, kind of like a pop quiz. We'll start kind of easy. Let's see here. Let's get a very recognizable tool. What's this? It's a hammer. And what would you use a hammer for? Anyone, shout it out. To hit nails, right? Yeah, you use a hammer to like maybe hang things or knock things together. Use a hammer to nail in nails. How about, no, we don't want to do channel lock. That's a little complicated. How about these? They are like pliers. Yes, they're exactly pliers. In fact, these little pointy, skinny pliers are what's called needle nose pliers. So if you need to grab something that's a little bit harder to reach with regular pliers, you can use these nice pointy ones. Let's do one more. I promise there's a point to this, y'all. All right, what about this? Who knows what this is? Shout it out. A tape measure. That's right. And what do you use a tape measure for? To measure things. So for example, I can see I'm about this far from you, which could be helpful if I needed to know that that's 57 inches for some reason. Now I know. So all of these tools serve different purposes, right? But when you're doing some kind of project, you need all of the tools because you never know what kind of circumstance might arise. You might specifically need one thing for one job and another thing for another job. And did you guys know that just like these tools help me do a bunch of different jobs around my house or on different trips, that God uses each and every one of us as tools to do different things for God's kingdom? I see some nodding. That's very cool, right? So for example, maybe you really like to write stories, right? That's like a big gift that you have. And maybe if you have a friend who's sad, you can use that gift to write a story to make them feel better. Or maybe you really like to play games outside. That's like something God has given you, a kind of energy. And maybe if you see somebody who's like lonely or that you don't know, you can invite them to play with you and you can share happiness with them, right? There are so many different ways that God can use each and every one of us. And I find that really awesome that when we come together as a church, we get to be tools in God's tool bag. And each of us has really specific gifts and really specific things that we're good at, just like all of the tools in my tool bag. But when we come together, when we're all working together, God uses each of us for specific things and lets us do way more good in the world than we could ever do on our own. And I think that's really, really awesome. So friends, will you join me and we will pray together this morning? Dear God, thank you for loving us. And thank you for making me unique with my skills and unique with my passion and giving me a church family where each of us can come together to do good in your name. We love you, Lord. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. If you are a child, you can go ahead and head on up, head to the back where Miss Audie and Miss Amy are, and head off to children's time or children's church.